This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in the Netherlands for the second leg of his five-country tour. He was received by the Dutch Foreign Minister Tom Berendsen at the airport. During the visit, the Prime Minister to hold bilateral talks with Dutch Prime Minister Rob Chetten and to call on their Majesties the King and the Queen. Today, Prime Minister Modi will address the Indian community and meet CEOs of leading Dutch companies. Yesterday, during his UAE visit, Mr. Modi reiterated India's support for self and unimpeded navigation through the Strait of Hormuz, underscoring its importance for regional stability as well as global energy and food security. After high-level talks with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi, Prime Minister Modi strongly condemned recent attacks on UAE.
Almost free, open or self-reliant. ये हमारी सबसे बड़ी प्राथमिकता है। इस विषय में अंतर्राष्ट्रीय कानूनों का पालन आवश्यक है। ब्रदर, भारत हर परिस्थिति में यूएई के साथ कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर खड़ा है और आगे भी खड़ा रहेगा।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India had set a national goal to achieve a drug-free India by 2047 under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Delivering the Arun Kaur Memorial Lecture in New Delhi yesterday, the Home Minister said drug trafficking is not just a law and order subject but an issue with a long-lasting impact on society and future generations and demands a comprehensive response. He also affirmed that under India's policy of zero tolerance towards drugs, the country would ensure that not 1 gram of narcotics is allowed to enter the country. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has constituted the Empowerment of Women Committee. BJP MP from Lok Sabha, Dr. D. Purandeshwari, will be the chairperson of the committee. The committee comprises of 18 members from Lok Sabha and 10 members from Rajya Sabha. The members of the lower house include prominent personalities like Hema Malini, Harsimrat Kaur Badal and Ikra Chaudhary. On the other hand, from the upper house, Sandhya Sudhamurthy, P.T. Usha and Swati Maliwal are included. National Testing Agency NTA has announced the re-examination of NEET UG 2026 on 21st of next month. In a social media post, the agency has requested candidates and parents to rely only on the official channels of NTA. NTA said candidates can update their present address and choice of first and second examination cities as per their preference from yesterday to Thursday. Exams will be held between 2 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has issued clarifications on mandatory information required under the new PAN application forms introduced by the Central Board of Direct Taxes following difficulties faced by foreign portfolio investors, FPIs. SEBI said the name of the authorized signatory in the common application form will be sufficient for the representative field in the PAN application process. It added that FPIs may provide their registration number if PAN, Aadhaar or passport details of the authorized signatory are not available. It clarified that where taxpayer identification numbers are not applicable, the PAN form may be filled using 10 zeros and FPIs may provide a landline number if a mobile number is unavailable. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal held discussions with Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Dr. Ashok Kumar Lahiri in New Delhi yesterday on key policy priorities related to the legal and judicial sector. The discussions focused on public interest issues including expansion of recycling and solar energy sectors, development of special recycling zones, strategic crude oil reserves and sustainable development. Meghalaya Congress has announced its state president and former Shillong Member of Parliament Vincent H. Pala as the candidate for the upcoming by-election to the Shillong parliamentary seat. Pala, a three-time MP, was defeated by Voice of People's Party, VPP, late Dr. Ricky A.J. Sinkon in 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.